Okay. Welcome back to the podcast.
It's been too long.
So, since we already kind of addressed some other feeling stuff, I wanted to follow up on a couple of things from the last time we met.
Which, by the way, we haven't had a podcast in like forever because of things.
Because of real life things.
Things.
So, as far as catching the world up, we talked about, I think one of the main things that you've said today that really stuck with me is when you talked about you're the person that you dreamed about. Will you explain that to me?
I'm nervous.
What does that mean?
No, I just like, so since the real things that have been going on that we paused on the podcast to basically just go through that portion of life, and then now coming out of it and just thinking now that I'm out of the storm and just reevaluating myself, literally I, looking back 2 years ago when I, because the last week I had a post come up that was me of 2 years ago. And that person was happy, you know, because we just got out of the relationship or we were working on getting a divorce. And then thinking about all the posts and the things prior to that, the person I was prior to that, who I always dreamt about being. I wouldn't say I'm the exact person I've always dreamt about being, but I don't even know what to say. I'm just happy of who I turned out to be.
Yeah. And when you, when old you dreamed about what, like, what your optimum self would be like, she looks a lot like who you are today.
Yeah. A little, like, give and take. Only because, like...
You're trying to be humble.
Well, no. No, I'm just saying...
Some things are different than what you...
Back then, I wore nothing but black. I had this black cardigan, and I'm gonna burn that bitch. But that's all I wore. I wore it during the summer, and it was miserable. I hated summers because I was fat and miserable under that stupid black cardigan, but I never felt the confidence to take it off. And then today, I'm wearing a colorful shirt. I'm wearing this cardigan that's so colorful, and it's got fringe on it, and it's like everything I'd always ever wanted to wear, but I never had confidence wearing it 2 years ago, and I'm wearing it. And that's why I've been posting so many posts of me wearing clothes that I only ever dreamed about wearing, because I never had the confidence to wear them then.
You didn't have the confidence, and you worried that you never would.
I never dreamed about being, not even, I would say, half of the size that I am now. Like, I would never imagine losing 80 pounds. I imagined it losing 20 and being happy, or being content with that. And then looking now, saying I've lost 80 pounds and being this weight, I would never have dreamed about this.
Yeah. You wouldn't have even allowed yourself to dream about it.
Oh, I never shopped at TJ Maxx knowing I would never find something that fit me.
Yeah.
And now I'm like...
You're Maxinista.
Dude, my Max card, I need to pay on that.
So, low-key, though, you gave me a request last time that I definitely didn't fulfill, is I was supposed to help brainstorm Halloween costumes. So, what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about wearing?
I want something that is completely me. Different. I want something sexy. but not like braggingly sexy. Like, stupid me was like, oh, I'll be a Victoria's Secret model. Ha ha, joke's on you.
I'm not. Just wear my underwear.
Right? I don't want, like, I want something that's just a representation of myself. But it's so funny that I say that because I'm basically wearing whatever I want to wear now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even have an idea.
Like,
I think I'm gonna be like a sexy firewoman and just be like, I'm gonna hose these bitches down. You get too hot up in here.
Our girl needs a pun.
Right.
So basically, you want to feel like you. You want something that's unique and something that's sexy and something that you can create a pun off of, because
probably. Of who you are. I said, I'm thinking like, oh, I'll just be Miranda Lambert. I'm like, I wear fringe like Miranda Lambert. You're so stupid. Like,
you're already Miranda Lambert every day.
Yeah, every day she's my soul.
I think it's so funny. I don't think we've ever used this word before, but kind of the psychology word for when you're channeling somebody that you love and respect and who inspires you is an ally. So a lot of times, especially in trauma therapy, we'll talk about who are your allies. Like, we all know about kind of like the devil on our shoulder, like the inner shitty voice that like tells us that we're no good or that we're ugly or we're stupid. But part of therapy is also figuring out who your allies are. Like, who are the people that you, when you're feeling your lowest, you're feeling your least confidence, that you can channel and you can like become for a moment, and they can like intercede for you. And Miranda Lambert is 100% one of your allies.
Yeah.
When do you channel some Miranda Lambert energy? Like, what times
every
of your life?
Every day of my life. Like, every day.
Every day of your
every
life?
Every day I'm waking up and I'm like, what would Miranda do? Like, I bought a shirt and I wore it to 8 seconds with no one there. So I have to pull it back out. But it literally has a picture of Dolly.
Uh-huh.
Part of it says, what would Dolly do? But I would, that's just like, I'm... Oh my God, if Miranda ever listens to this, like...
So tell me what it is about Miranda Lambert that makes her one of your allies.
She is fierce. She's also classy. She does whatever the hell she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not see her new husband? I mean, he is freaking fine. Like, do you have a brother?
So she's fierce and classy and independent.
So she speaks her truth, but it's mm-hmm. so... Like, her music... goes with her life, so
she's honest.
She yeah. So vulnerable. Her the real when I went through my divorce, her album Weight of These Wings was very much a representation of her split with Blake, and it was a lot of slow songs. It was a lot of love songs, more of like the finding yourself songs.
Yeah.
And then her new album is very like, this is who I am. This is what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't stopping me. Like,
yeah.
It's so full of energy. And when we went to the concert over the weekend, I was like, damn, girl, okay. Like,
yeah. It was the
that's
spirit.
What it's just, yeah. She's
yeah.
just.
The energy that you,
you will,
want to
you will always find a song on any Miranda's albums that you'll connect to. Like, you will. And that's how I am. Like, I've just been circling around these few songs that she's recently put out because, I mean, not so much the song Tequila Does.
Well.
It does. But she's just, I don't know, there's just something, like, fierce about her. They're just like, it's a positive energy that I want to gravitate to.
Yeah. Do you have any other allies, like, people you channel in different environments, people who you like remind yourself of their words or the way they act or behave? It's okay if you don't. Or it's okay if you're a fictional character too. That's really common.
Do you watch Parks and Rec?
Yes.
Okay, I like to say that I'm kind of like a Leslie Knope because I'm
Tell us more.
Well, only because she gives gifts, and she gives them with meaning.
Oh my gosh, and she overdoes it
and
in a lovely way.
It's not
way.
Even like the idea of overdoes it, but she knows exactly the perfect touch to every gift of meaning. And if that's...
So she's your ally of like friendship and love and affection.
Yes.
Yeah.
Miranda's like my soul.
Right.
If that's even a thing. And yeah, so Leslie.
So Leslie's your like.
And she celebrates like the small things.
Mm-hmm.
She's very much a believer in the small things.
Yeah.
Like, and she just. She's so. I don't know. She's just.
Yeah. And I think anyone who is lucky enough to be your friend or your family, like, knows how thoughtful you are and how you do kind of like have the right gift or the right card or letter for someone, and you put a lot of thought and energy and effort into that.
And it's not even the gift. If you look back, Leslie is always positive and motivating her friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Always.
That's definitely your, like, interaction ally. Like, how you interact with people.
Yeah.
I see that for sure. Who's your, like, work ally? Like, who you try and personify when you're at work?
Next question.
not interested. That's fair. But I love the idea of, like, seeing you, like, envision yourself as Leslie Knope or Randall Lambert in those moments that you need that extra, like, oomph or that extra drive, instead of envisioning the negative shit that we all get so easily pulled down by.
Like, if I'm in a bad mood, So, I listen to music varying on how I'm feeling. So, if, like, I'm ticked off or I really need, like, hardcore push, I'll listen to Metallica. And it also reminds me of that. Yeah. Aww. And then if I'm, like, pissed off at a man or even a woman, and I really want to F some shit up, but I can't because I'll get in trouble and go to jail, I'll listen to Miranda. Or if I'm, like, if I'm homesick or if I'm going through something with other relationships, mostly it's Miranda. Now, I picked up a lot of L. King. L. King?
Okay. I'm old.
Oh, God. My heart breaks for you. But she opened for Miranda, and I've heard a few of her songs before, but she's very much kind of on the same line of Miranda, but...
I'll have to check her out.
But it's just the... It's the fierceness that I need.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to be. And they are very... She's... Miranda's very much one of promoting women.
Yeah.
And making them strong. And making them fierce. And that's kind of what...
It's a huge passion of yours. Yeah. Why do you think that's a passion that you have? Because there are lots of strong women who really don't care about other women.
Oh, I would... Because I would have loved to have that type of woman in my life 2 years ago.
Yeah. You're a little
rascal. Would have loved to have that type of person in my life that...
Yeah.
Spoke the complete truth, was fierce, and said, you're being a complete dumb idiot.
And, like, confident enough to be on her own.
Yeah, and would have gave me the, not the harshest advice, but the advice that I needed to hear.
Yeah.
Not what I wanted.
Yeah. Not somebody who would have been mean or...
No.
Whatever, but somebody who would have been truthful and really looked at what's best for you instead of what keeps the peace. Because it would have kept the peace to not change anything. I think that's why people don't make changes.
Yeah. Because
they're scared of what could happen.
Oh, they're very scared, and that's exactly who I was. And the advice that I was receiving back then, I'm sure, was just to keep the peace and everybody happy. But that's not at all how... That's not at all how it should have played out. But...
Yeah. You want people to feel... empowered and strong enough to make their choices on their own.
Yeah, I'm not one that says divorce. Like, I'm not pushing that subject on anybody. I'm just saying, hey.
And I don't
remember. You have got to...
I don't remember if we ever talked about it recorded or not, but the first time I met you, you came to me with, I don't remember, 3 pages, front and back, maybe more, of... reasons to get a divorce.
Yeah, I was trying to convince you.
You were trying to convince me, and
that I wasn't crazy.
That you weren't crazy. That it was okay. That it wasn't a stupid choice or a rash choice. And at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't matter what I think. I think I remember telling you that, like,
you know, but I needed that unbiased
opinion. Somebody who's clinical. Like, it doesn't matter.
Someone who's sane.
Yeah.
Has clinical background.
I remember you being like, am I crazy? Is this enough of a case?
How many times do I come in here and think, how many times do I come in here and say, am I crazy?
I'm like, tell me what makes you think you're crazy.
And that I want to slash someone's tires. And you're like, let's take a step back. Maybe that's not the best idea. And I'm like, oh, so you're saying it is a possible idea? And you're like, now, that's not what I'm thinking. Well, let's take a step back and think about this. And I'm like, oh, okay, can't slash the tires tomorrow. We'll give it a couple days to think on it.
Right, okay. We'll think about it, I guess.
Think about it.
I think the only other thing I wanted to follow up on was... last time we talked about how you were, like, maybe trying to get right with the Lord. How has that been?
How's that going? Well, you know, as I've told my grandma, she doesn't.
No, was your grandma telling you that you probably should get right with the Lord? Is this how it, like,
I'm not a super religious person, but I'm also, like, a believer that there's heaven, and I want to obviously see my dad someday, so I believe in it, and I believe in the idea that the Bible gives hope, encouragement, and room for someone to be better. Now, how that person goes about spreading the word is, you know, what I struggle with churches is, like, obviously someone tell me that divorce is bad, I'm going to hell, like, I'll be like, peace, I'm out. Like,
yeah.
Satan's taking me with me. Like, bye.
Me and Satan are gonna
me and Satan go to lunch. Just, like, go to lunch. So I struggle with trying to find the right church, so I don't go to church, but what's funny is my grandma, I make her mad when I say it, but every single time she's like, why didn't you at church? And I'm like, oh, you didn't fill me though? And she's like, I didn't fill you. I was like, you didn't fill my spirit there? And she's like, what? And I was like, well, Jesus is there in spirit, so why couldn't I be? And just pisses her off. It makes her so mad.
I love
when
it.
I say that. And then I'm like, you're right, grandma, I gotta get right with the Lord. That's a terrible joke.
It's a funny joke.
But it's only, I only say that because of the fact that, like, I have to have something to believe in. I've always been that person that I have to have something to believe in, whether it's myself, my dreams, or I, too much so I believe in other people. And yeah, I've learned that.
Rookie mistake.
I got the red flags now.
Yeah.
But I choose to still believe in God and Jesus and the Bible only because I want to, well, not, I shouldn't say the only reason, but
Sorry, Jesus,
is the fact that there's got to be better after this. Like, I'm always thinking of the better after the storm or after, and I want to choose to believe that there is something out there greater than me and more powerful than me, and I've obviously seen some miracles and seen things that make me still believe that that's reality.
Right.
But it's also a big thing with losing my dad and having the thought and the peace knowing that I'll see him again.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's why I'm trying to get right with the Lord. So if you test me, biatches, I'm going to have to Bob Barker your ass. Instead of saying Jesus Christ, I'll just be like, excuse me, Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
Son of a Bob Barker.
Son of a Bob Barker.
I
think it's a good strategy. I do.
I'm trying.
And I think that's the theme. Is like, I'm trying.
How many times have I said that? Even to one individual, I think I said that how many times? And they still didn't give a shit. And that's why I went through a kind of a break with the podcast. But I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying. And I don't know what else to say. Next question.
Next question. I don't have any more questions. So, quick question.
Okay.
You can edit this out. Did the police department find you a date? Or are we still looking?
So backstory real quick. So, Amanda told the security officers at work that she's trying to find me a date, and then they mingled with each other and told the security officers at the other school that Amanda's trying to get me a date, who told the Eaton PD that Amanda's trying to find me a date. And, no.
No. Wow. I mean, don't have faith in law enforcement now.
I don't have faith in law enforcement. I mean, I had faith when they showed up and I was bare-ass naked with a towel around my waist. They're good at arriving at the bad time.
Arriving.
By the way, I do have a robe now. So.
We got pots and pans. We got a robe.
Yeah, I have a robe now just in case the police show up and I'm butt-ass naked.
Is it a cute robe or is it like a Disney robe?
Actually, my mom's friend gave it to me. It's like this old red Victoria's Secret. It's doing the job. It'll do the job.
It'll do the job.
Morgan was going to get me one for Christmas that has, like, police officer stuff on it.
Oh, right.
Inside
That's
it.
Perfect.
It would be perfect.
Love it.
So, yeah, I do have a robe. But, no dates on the law enforcement.
That's all right. Still working on it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm open to dates. But I'm not chasing anybody, so if you are expecting me to be knocking on some doors...
Not happening.
I'm a few blocks away.
Yes.
In my robe.
So...
Going to the cake shop. Knocking on that door.
Girl, anything else?
Oh my gosh. No, I've just been happy.
Yeah. It's good to see you happy. You deserve to be happy.
I'm excited to get the podcast back going because the only person listening apparently is my brother.
Hi, Keegan. We love you.
Hi, Keegan. And I forgot the note that you told me to bring to read to Courtney, so...
Shoot.
Next time.
Next time.
But we'll keep that off air because I don't want to be...
She'll be crying.
He already prepared me that I'd be crying when I read it, so...
Sweet. Anyway, we love you, Keegan.
Yes. We do.
So, we don't know how to end things. So
we're not pros of this. Okay, so hit subscribe and like down below. You can't see me. And then comment your favorite color. Bye.